Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org and betterhelp.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about romanticizing the good times with narcissistic people. This is something many, many people have experienced, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. One of the hallmarks of relationships with pathologically narcissistic people is the cycle of good times and bad times, where the narcissist alternates between decent or loving behavior and cruel, abusive, or neglectful behavior. This cycle is what creates the Jekyll and Hyde comparisons to narcissistic personalities, where it seems as if they actually have two or more separate personalities, one good and one bad. This dynamic is caused by splitting, which is the process by which narcissistic personalities attempt to understand whole object relations. Whole object relations is the understanding of all aspects of an object and processing it into a cohesive, total understanding of the whole thing. Pathologically narcissistic people have extreme difficulty with this, and as a result, their brain creates two different, separate images of the same object when contradictory characteristics are encountered. This means that if somebody does something that does not fit in with the narcissistic person's understanding of what a good person is, this creates extreme stress because they can't integrate this information into their already existing information about that person. You can't be good if you're bad. You can't be bad if you're good. A new image of that person has to be created by the brain in order to hold this new contradictory information. This usually looks like a split, where one understanding of the person is all good and the other is all bad. Ironically, because narcissists engage in splitting, they may actually accuse the other person of having what seems like multiple personalities or flipping like a switch, when in actuality, it is they who are doing that. They just can't see it. To them, the problem really does seem to be the other person. Splitting is one of the biggest things that causes the narcissistic behavioral cycle. Because not only does the narcissist hold split images of other people, they hold split images of themselves as well. Something is either good or it's bad. It's black or it's white. That's it. How can something be good if it's also bad? How can something be black if it's also white? Gray areas are too difficult to understand, and they cause extreme confusion and stress for pathologically narcissistic personalities, so they just don't exist. You and everything else, including themselves, is either one or the other. Even when they claim to understand this, observation of their behavior and their mindsets usually proves that they really don't. The cycle of narcissistic relationships alternates between idealization and devaluation. Idealization is when you are seen as all good, which is to say perfect and therefore very, very valuable. Devaluation is when you are seen as all bad, which is to say flawed and therefore completely worthless. The good times with narcissistic personalities are predicated not on love, but on idealization, which is an imaginary way of viewing something as perfect and more valuable than it really is. The bad times with narcissistic personalities are predicated not on hatred or indifference, but on devaluation, which is an imaginary way of viewing something as more flawed and less valuable than it really is. As you can see, this cycle fits in with the psychological process of splitting exactly, and it fits in with what we know overall about narcissists. Neither idealization nor devaluation are about the other person at all. They include no realistic understanding of the other person in any way. They are about the narcissist's affected and even delusional way of seeing other people and themselves. When things are bad with narcissists or when the relationship has ended, it is common to romanticize the good times, to remember them as perfect or as better than they really were. This is partly because compared to the bad times, the good times really can seem amazing. Of course, if all you ever ate was cardboard, a $2 steak would be amazing too. Your perception is influenced by the information you have. The daily recommended calorie intake for adults is between 2,000 and 3,000 calories a day, right? If someone eats 30,000 calories a day and then they decide to cut that to 15,000 calories a day, their perception may be that they're starving now, when in actuality they are still grossly overeating. If someone is used to it being 110 degrees Fahrenheit every single day, 80 degrees Fahrenheit may feel much cooler or maybe even chilly. It's important to challenge our perceptions with reality to be sure that we're able to see things as they really are. No one is starving if they're eating 15,000 calories a day, no matter how they feel. 80 degrees Fahrenheit is not cold, regardless of how someone perceives it. The good times with narcissists are often not really good times, even if, by comparison, they seem to be. Part of the reason for that is that their toxic narcissism shines through even during the good times. It's easy to believe that narcissists' bad behavior only comes out in the bad times, especially comparatively speaking. However, the longer the relationship goes on, people start to realize that this is actually not true. Much of this is on display throughout the relationship, no matter what phase of the cycle that it's in, especially the lack of empathy, the selfishness, and the egocentricity for which they are known. This never goes away, and the truth is, it usually isn't even hidden that well. People just don't realize what they're seeing, or they interpret it as something else. It is only through constant exposure to the behavior and more extreme examples over time that people realize what it is, and more importantly, that it's been there all along. If you find that you are caught up in romanticizing the good times, ask yourself if they really were that good or if they just seem good by comparison. Were you ever really truly supported by this person? Was there ever any real connection between you two as people? Did anything you ever cared about really ever matter? Were you ever truly seen by them? Were you ever really heard by them? The narcissistic cycle ensnares the ego with idealization by building it up to tremendous heights and then crushing the ego brutally with devaluation, seemingly at random or for no reason. This is a cycle that intoxicates the ego, inflates the ego, and even tricks it into falling in love with its own importance, then rips all that away, which causes the ego to endlessly chase for more, trying to explain, trying to prove, trying to reason, in the hopes of receiving idealization again. But this cycle is not based on real emotions or actual love at all. Idealization definitely feels good. Anyone would like to be considered perfect. It's like being in the first infatuating part of a relationship all the time, but it's not love. It can't be, because there's no bonding, no intimacy, it's not based in reality in any way, and it includes no real understanding of the other person as a person at all. Even if you have genuine feelings for this person, you are missing and romanticizing idealization from them, not love. And you don't need idealization. It's just as toxic as devaluation. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, via email, through Skype, and I do personal video Q&As worldwide, so if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I teach workshops, seminars, and clinics several times a year, so if you're interested in seeing what we're running this month, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast, brought to you by betterhelp.com and littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.